From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 22nd. The first day of testimony in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial wrapped up earlier today and picks up tomorrow morning. The prosecution called their first witness, former chairman of the National Enquirer's parent company, David Pecker, to the stand. He was a central player in the alleged hush money scheme to suppress negative information about Trump before the 2016 election. Pecker was involved in numerous catch-and-kill schemes he orchestrated on Trump's behalf and allegedly helped broker the deal with adult film star Stormy Daniels. Pecker has been granted immunity in exchange for his testimony. After court concluded, Trump, who was forced to attend the trial, downplayed the indictment.
It's very unfair what's going on, and I should be allowed to campaign.
Tension is building at Columbia University in New York ahead of Passover, a major Jewish holiday that starts at sundown tonight. Pro-Palestinian protests, pro-Israel counter-protests, and reports of harassment are raising concerns about campus safety. All classes are being held virtually today. Alicia Baker, a Jewish sophomore at Columbia, criticized law enforcement.
They haven't been able to step in, and we've been saying, can you walk us home? Could you please stop these people from harassing us? And it's hard because they kind of just are like, they shrug their shoulders, and there's no enforcement of policy. That's the real issue.
NYPD Deputy Commissioner Michael Gerber says they have a large police presence around the university, but that their actions are limited because Columbia is private property.
Absent exigency, absent some ongoing crime, we cannot just go on the Columbia campus as we see fit. It is up to the university to decide whether or not they want us on campus.
And those affiliated with the Ivy League school are also speaking up. On the social media platform X, New England Patriots owner and Columbia graduate Robert Kraft says he's lost confidence in the school's ability to protect students and suggested that he'd stop supporting the school financially, quote, until corrective action is taken. In a statement, the school responded saying officials are focused on keeping the campus safe and acknowledged Kraft's, quote, generosity and service to Columbia. President Joe Biden's administration has issued a new rule that will strengthen privacy protections related to law for reproductive health care, including when a patient travels out of state. Here's Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
When Dobbs overturned Roe versus Wade, it did more to damage access to health care than I believe anything that we can think of in our lifetimes. But there is one thing Dobbs did not take away, and that is the right of Americans to their privacy. And we are here today to make that very clear.
The new rule falls under the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996, also called HIPAA. It's intended to increase trust and communication between patients and providers and improve healthcare as a result.
This is one of the most complex operational endeavors the Home Office has carried out. But we are ready, plans are in place, and these flights will go come what may. No foreign court will stop us from getting flights off.
That's British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on a controversial scheme to send UK asylum seekers to Rwanda. The corresponding bill goes to a vote in Parliament today, 2 years after it was first proposed. The lack of deportations since then is considered by some a major political failure for Sunak, while others strongly protest the plan. Today he said his government has put an airfield on standby and that they've booked commercial charter planes to begin removing people. Rwanda has agreed to take in the asylum seekers, but the controversial bill may still face legal challenges from the European Court of Human Rights. Coming up, a trendy fashion retailer puts some of its stores on the chopping block. The fashion retailer Express Inc. has filed for bankruptcy after consistently struggling to get shoppers excited about its merchandise. The company said in a release today that it plans to close about a fifth of all of its Express locations, with closing sales set to begin on April 23rd. All of the brand's online channels will continue to accept and fulfill orders, process returns, and redeem gift cards. That's all for now. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.